Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, September the 6th, 2011. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend. It is good to be back in the saddle after a week in the Canadian Rockies where you can get summer, fall, and winter in one day. Last Friday, we woke to a glorious snowfall. Then the sun came out shining on the glaciers and the now golden larch trees. So I guess autumn has officially arrived, at least in the Canadian Rockies. My thanks to Shelley Fishman and Tom Collier, who held down the fort so well while I was away. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners. If you're in the globe area, you're listening on AM 1240 KJAA. Down in Cochise County in Douglas, it's KAPR AM 930. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show there, along with archives of our previous programs. Plus, thanks to that new agreement with the online Tucson Sentinel News Service, the Buckmaster Show can be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. Here's the lineup for today's show. We are going to start off with, speaking of, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. He'll be with us for his weekly Tuesday money update. Then, Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson, Councilwoman Karen Ulick will join us. Lots to talk with Ms. Ulick about with the resignation today of the City Manager, Mike Letcher. Bottom of the hour, local housing expert John Strobeck. Are things improving on the housing scene? Everybody asking the same question. Have we hit the bottom? That's going to be my first question for Mr. Strobeck. Then we'll talk with the artistic director of the Tucson-based Waypoint Theater Company. They have a 9/11 tribute production. It's called September Bears and the donation of new teddy bears to children in crisis in the Tucson area. We'll close out the show with a few minutes with longtime Tucson talk show host who returns to the air this afternoon from 4 to 5 with the John C. Scott Show here on KVOI The Voice. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show, but we encourage you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll-free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467. You can email your questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. And if there's a particular guest or a story idea that you would like us to entertain, just contact us with that information.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, and I will thank you personally. You did a great job Monday through Thursday of last week.
Thank you, Bill. Welcome back. I seriously considered not letting you back. I was having way more fun.
Way too much fun. I worried about No, I didn't worry about that. Shelley, the market, you know, the Wall Street Journal, I think it was the Saturday edition, the weekend edition, talking about the dreaded V word, volatility is back. You know, I kind of take issue with that. I think volatility has been sort of a fact of life for a while.
Yeah, you can't be in this market without being or getting used to this roller coaster. Today it's Europe. Yesterday was Asia. I tried to tell the markets that Bill was coming back today. We wanted good news.
Couldn't we have a good day?
But no, they're down about 170 points on the Dow. Mostly because of Europe, though apparently Switzerland did something interesting this morning, and they announced that they were going to nail the Swiss franc to the euro at about 1.2 francs to the euro.
That's huge.
It is.
Because if anybody's been following the currency situation, the Swiss franc just has been getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I guess the worry over there in Switzerland is it's too strong.
It's too strong. And Switzerland depends on exports for their exports to their neighbors, to the surrounding European countries, for their economy to thrive. It's not a growing country. I mean, the population is very stable. So they have to grow exports, and with a very strong Swiss franc, that was very difficult to do. Their orders over the past year have diminished significantly. So taking that step really does strengthen the Swiss franc, but it also strengthens the euro. And is a vote of confidence in the euro. I think that's why we're not down 350 today.
Yeah, because, the euro is, many say it is the currency of the future.
Well, it's one of three.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think the dollar is going away, though we're doing everything we can to make it. That's an editorial comment. I apologize for it. Certainly the Chinese yuan is going to be one of the preeminent or predominant currencies, and the euro. The Europeans have a lot to do. They got some problems to take care of. They're not doing it with, I think, as much speed or talent as perhaps they could. Germany and France have robust economies. Germany's economy has slowed down a bit, and that worries the Germans. And of course, They're blaming the rest of Europe, especially the southern tier in Europe. Though it's hard to think of Iceland and Ireland as the southern tier.
Yeah.
But clearly problems in Italy and Portugal and Spain, and the Germans and the French to a certain extent are kind of bailing out the parts of Europe that have not done well.
Your theme, bringing this back to Tucson, your theme last week, Monday through Thursday on the Buckmaster Show, really was about Tucson business. And what do we need? You know, Tucson gets, the city gets a bad rap. Many say a bad rap. Maybe it's true that it's an unbusiness-friendly place. What'd you learn last week in those 4 days?
Oh, gosh. First of all, I was constantly surprised during the week. I was expecting reactions from either, you know, those on the Republican side or the Democratic side to be different from what they were. What I learned, I think, was that there's some optimism that Tucson is finally becoming more aware of the importance of business and the business community, that the business community is finally getting through to our local elected officials about the importance of being business friendly and of bringing businesses to this state. There's certainly some frustration because, after all, the state policy is made up in Phoenix, and there are some state policies that are very difficult to deal with, especially as it relates to education and immigration. So what I learned is that the Democrats, interestingly, are saying things are getting a lot better, mm-hmm. and have some facts to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are attacking to a certain extent, but I think some of the wind has been taken out of that attack sail, if you will, because things have improved. We do have some changes coming in the land use code, which is very important and will make it easier, hopefully, for businesses to do business here in Tucson. The thing that I was hoping to learn that we have not learned, that we don't see forthcoming, though there's some, I think, enthusiasm on the part of John Rothschild to do more of this, is we don't see our city officials and county officials in the lead, in the forefront of the marketing efforts, in the forefront. You know, it's very easy to talk, but to get out there, to get on the road, to lobby the businesses that might come here.
Example in point, up in Calgary, everybody we talked to, it seemed like the Canadians who were on the flight and people we'd meet were saying, oh, Arizona, we've got a place in Mesa, we've got a place in Phoenix. And we said, we're from Tucson. Oh, Tucson. Oh, yeah. That's the city to the south. Why are we not marketing to these people?
Exactly. And you know, look, there are substantive issues why our critical mass is light, mm-hmm. why we have a brain drain. I mean, there's a whole bunch of problems, and I don't want to minimize the problems, because the minute you minimize them, you tend to forget about them and just live with the status quo. But it makes no sense to me why anybody would move to the Phoenix area. It just makes no sense whatsoever. And here down in Tucson, we have better weather. We have a better environment for guests.
Definitely. More livable place.
And a very strong cultural environment for the visual arts, for the performing arts. I just don't get it why people go to Phoenix, except, of course, the airport.
I want to wrap this up, the remaining 2 minutes. We started talking about volatility. So what's an investor to do in volatile times?
Well, you have to take the volatility out of your portfolio, and there's lots of ways of doing that. You know, the scientific answer is you have a whole bunch of assets that are not correlated or are negatively correlated. Okay, fine, I get that. Most people don't want to get into that much detail in terms of how they manage their portfolios. You just have to get more conservative. You have to be in less volatile instruments, and you have to control greed and fear. In other words, you have to understand that what happens in any given day should not drive your decisions for the next several weeks.
Especially in these times.
Especially
the volatility
times.
Is just, right. It's all over the block. Shelley, where can people get a hold of you for more information about what you do?
Well, I work out of the Pyramid Federal Credit Union. It's 795-7950. 795-7950. I hardly ever said it last week at all. I kept forgetting.
Say it.
And also www.shelleyfishman.com. Either way, I respond instantly.
And let's face it, Pyramid Credit Union has a great reputation.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine a better place to do my banking.
Okay. And did you give your website as well?
www.shelleyfishman.com.
Okay. And you can always hear Shelley right here on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday. Usually Shelley's on at about 20 minutes past the hour on the Buckmaster Show, but we wanted to thank him up front for his service to the Buckmaster Show. And so we started the show with him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley, and have a great afternoon.
You too, Bill.
Okay.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com. The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA Four Diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting. And you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit pyramidfcu.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
It's 12:21. This is the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk radio station. Believe me, folks, we go all the way to Phoenix, all the way to New Mexico to the east, and almost to Yuma to the west. We've got Southern Arizona covered. The big news of the day, Tucson City Manager Mike Letcher resigning. Letcher notifying city officials via email today that his resignation will be effective in August of 2012. Joining us, the Vice Mayor of the City of Tucson, Karen Ulick. Karen, good to talk with you.
Thank you, Bill.
Karen, were you surprised about Mike Letcher's news today?
Well, not entirely, Bill. As you will recall, when we hired Mike in 2009, he was poised to retire at that time, and I think quite graciously agreed during a very difficult time for the city and at the very beginning of this harsh economic downturn to continue his tenure with us to help us through those challenging times. And so I've always anticipated that Mike would retire in 2012 or perhaps 2013. And I think the fact that we will be having a new mayor and potentially some new council members, that the timeline that he's outlining makes perfect sense.
And Mr. Letcher said he is waiting that year to be effective. We'll let him complete another budget cycle and give the council plenty of time to find a replacement. So there is time here to work on a new city manager.
And that is so key, Bill. We need a very orderly, professional transition. We have to make sure that we have a fair and open and competitive process to get the best talent possible for the city of Tucson. And, you know, quite frankly, anything more rapid in terms of a timetable really, I think, puts the city at risk for unnecessary turmoil when we're going to be focusing ahead on some serious challenges that we've got to tackle. So I appreciate this, the cadence of this transition, and I think it will allow us to do our best work together for the city.
The city council will be discussing, I believe, is it tomorrow, Karen Ulick, the major management problems at the city's parking authority park-wise. Is that correct?
Yes, we do have that on the agenda both for executive session and for the open session.
What can you tell us about this park-wise scandal?
Well, I think it's important to note that one of the things that Mr. Letcher was charged with when he stepped in was to really bring transparency and accountability to all of our departments. And so when he started hearing from employees some serious concerns, he initiated internal auditing. And sure enough, that internal auditing brought to light documentation and some very serious problems. And so what we need to do is make sure that on the heels of that transparency, there is real accountability for the individuals charged with oversight. And if there's any question at all regarding any kind of criminal violation, then we have to get the appropriate authorities involved.
Do you think Parkwise overall, though, has done a good job? There was a letter to the editor yesterday by the owners of the Hotel Congress actually praising the work that has been done when it comes to getting revitalizing parking in the downtown area. There's that one new garage, I believe, is going to be the Pennington Garage, has won national awards, and similar recognition may be followed according to Plaza Central Garage, which is going to be dedicated this week.
Absolutely, good work has been done, and much of that has to do with, as you're noting, the capital investment in public infrastructure, that's parking garages, that has really sparked new levels of private investment in the downtown. Those are capital and budgetary decisions that we have made with Parkwise through the mayor and council. But that doesn't negate the need for very strong day-to-day oversight of the parking division. They're two separate questions. Yes, we need the investment. We've done a good job, I think, of investing to spark private investment. But we also owe it to the public to make sure every nickel that is dropped into a parking meter or spent on parking is appropriately managed and accounted for.
And this situation with Parkwise comes on the heels of the controversy over the city's new 911 system. So certainly this has been a lot of bad publicity for the city of Tucson.
Well, you know, Bill, yes, it has. And at the same time, you know, we have had eras in local government where issues are swept under the rug. They're held from the public's view. That, to me, is far worse. And I understand that having management issues come forward like this is painful. It can be embarrassing even. But we have to have that level of transparency and scrutiny to fix problems. And I would much rather have these things come to light so they can be rectified, even as painful as it is, than to have them swept under the rug. These are issues that did not start in recent history. We're cleaning up messes. Many of these messes have their genesis, a decade or more ago.
Karen Ulick is with us. She is the vice mayor of the city of Tucson. She is a Tucson city councilwoman. Have you had a chance to think at all about a replacement for Mike Letcher? Would you like to see this have this be opened internally as well as a national search?
I absolutely would welcome candidacy from local professionals. I do think we ought to have a national search because we really owe it to Tucson to make sure that we're inviting and evaluating the very best talent out there. The first step in my mind is to get the new mayor and city council in and to have that matter settled through the election so that that body is the one not only that hires the person but also that outlines the process and is in it every step of the way, because whoever we bring on needs to have the full confidence of every member of the council as well as the new mayor.
The 911 system, the fire department now is handling that, handling the duties of 911. Are you getting some good reports there?
Yes. It's not that all issues have been resolved. I am absolutely confident that the public's safety is in very good hands, and that this was nipped in the bud before there was a compromise in terms of our ability to respond to 911 calls. So the chief is doing a good job of moving that process forward, and I think it was an appropriate action.
Are you pleased with what you're seeing downtown?
I am. I think especially the fact that really, the private investment is flowing, and any of us who have spent time downtown in recent months can see the the exciting activity and investment going on down there. And all of us are anxious to have the streetcar up and running to connect the university campus with downtown. This new era for Tucson is going to be very exciting, and we're going to see some real positive developments, not only in downtown, but in other areas of the city.
Thanks a lot, Karen Ulick on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. Have a great afternoon, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, coming up on 12:30 on the Buckmaster Show, what about this housing market? Everybody's asking, have we hit bottom yet? That's my first question to John Strobeck when we come back. Stay with us. SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Authorities in Carson City, Nevada say two uniformed National Guardsmen are dead after a man with a rifle opened fire today at an IHOP restaurant. They say a third person was also killed. Now comes word that the gunman has died of self-inflicted wounds. After a decade of war with Al-Qaeda, the potential for another devastating terrorist attack remains real. That's the assessment from Defense Secretary Panetta, who today visited Ground Zero in New York. House Republican leaders tell President Obama that both sides need to be flexible when it comes to fixing the troubled economy. Checking Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow down about 173 points, the NASDAQ is off 32, and the S&P trading 19 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. Two out of three people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
Well, 1236, this is the Buckmaster Show. We are live noon to 1, Monday through Friday on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. The state housing market continues to search for a bottom. New figures from the Federal Housing Finance Agency show that the average Arizona home is now selling for only about half of what it did 5 years ago. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is John Strobeck. Mr. Strobeck is the owner of Bright Futures Business Consultants, which publishes the Orange Reports, offering the most accurate, updated, and reliable information on the Tucson housing market. John Strobeck, good to see you.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to be here.
When you came up with that name, Bright Futures, I guess you were thinking about me. The maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, things were booming in 2005, 2006.
Oh, yeah, they were. And, you know, that's a whole different story from what we have now. So we have seen the good and the bad. So, well, and we're still here.
Yeah,
so
and it's it is a different story. But for comparison purposes, tell us about the glory days. How big a business was home building here?
Home building in 2005, we pulled 12,000 building permits for new construction homes. We did in 2006, we had the highest economic contribution to Pima County, which was $2.2 billion. Now let's contrast that to what we're going to do this year. We did 12,000 permits in 2005. We'll be lucky to do 1,500 this year.
Are you kidding?
And our economic contribution will be somewhere around $370 million, down over $2 billion from this heyday. So, you know, look at what's happening to Pima County and the jobs and things. You take $2 billion out of the economy, and that's annually, Bill. That's not just one. That's not from 2006 to now. That's been annually. And no wonder we're in the situation we're in.
And so many of the home builders are not around, or they've actually transitioned to remodeling or other things.
They have transitioned to remodeling. The nationals have all pulled out of here and gone to Phoenix as their headquarters now, because we just don't have the mass here to support having a big operation here. So they're all consolidating, and they're all taking employees down and getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
It's 790-2040, 790-2040 if you have any housing questions. And I had said my first question for you would be, have we hit the bottom? It wasn't really my first question, but it's the question now, and I think it's what we're still asking. Have we hit the bottom?
Well, you know, to say we have or haven't is almost an impossibility.
Doesn't matter right
but,
now, does it?
But, you know, with the fact that we're down to where we are and with the fact that the foreclosure homes have peaked, and that's something we need to talk about, that the volume of foreclosure homes has peaked, and that's what has pulled down prices. So, consequently, I believe we are bumping along the bottom at this point in time, yes. Does that mean we'll have another month that may be a little lower? Yeah, that could happen. But as far as on the horizon, Bill, there's a guy way over there from the cave with a little tiny flashlight, and I see the light.
Is that the light
there.
On the?
That's the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, there is some.
It really is shocking, though, when you look at what your home is now valued at compared to 5 years ago. We're talking about almost loss of a generation of income there.
Well, yes, and nobody has home equity. You know, what did people do when they needed money and they had a home? They took the home and said, okay, we'll get a second mortgage, and you will use the money to do whatever it is that they wanted to do. Now, you know, we're going to see a perceptive change in home ownership. It's not going to be home ownership for an investment purpose. It's going to be a commodity is what's going to happen with home building and home ownership. People will not be buying homes as an investment because they have so thousands and millions have been burned by that, and they're going to say, not for me.
Yeah, that speculation deal is off the table, and so I think it gets to the point where, do you want a nice place to live? It's going to be looking at shelter for tonight.
Right, exactly.
The immediate need. I need a home. I need a roof over my head. It's not for 10 years from now.
And it's going to cost me X amount of money to live in that home, and that's how they will look at it. And it's not there to be an investment. It's to be a commodity, and that's where I live, and that's how much it costs me to live.
How about some of the areas that we serve outside of the Tucson area, our friends in Cochise County and Sierra Vista who are listening now to the Buckmaster Show?
Well, Sierra Vista had an interesting thing happen. When we first started seeing the downturn in the market, why, that was a real problem for everywhere, but Sierra Vista kind of weathered through it because at the very same time, Fort Huachuca decided that they wanted to replace a bunch of houses on the fort, and so several of the contractors were able to stay quite busy for a considerable amount of time building some new houses on the fort, which really helped out the Sierra Vista economy. But right now it's getting down again to what we're seeing throughout the rest of the country. And you know, they're not quite as bad as we are, and it seems strange because the larger markets, like if you see Phoenix, they're worse off than we are. Tucson then comes down to not quite as bad as Phoenix, but Sierra Vista, being smaller, is even better than Tucson. So that's kind of how it runs.
Could it take 5 years to get back on track?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Okay. That's a real good question. All right, we have to get through the foreclosure mess. Now, all the resets for foreclosures on these loans that were put out, and by the way, I want to make the point that we did not have a housing market crisis. We had a financial crisis that developed into a housing market crisis because we had loans out there that were impossible for people to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what happened. So we have a huge amount of foreclosures. Now, I have said for months that the first sign of us getting out of this will be a decrease in the number of foreclosure filings. Mm-hmm. And the end of third quarter of 2012, all these resets go away, and we have started to see foreclosure filings drop. Mm-hmm. For the past 5 months compared to the same month last year, they're down. So that's good. So what's that going to do? That's going to say, hey, we get out of this. The resets end in 2013. It'll take us a year to blow through the rest of the foreclosures. So we're looking at 2014. Now, because I'm so positive about things and so
happy,
guess what?
After all, you do own Bright Futures Consultants, so guess what?
Guess what? We're going to have a couple other problems pop up, and here's what's going to happen. Bill, it's been 6 years, really, since people wanted to sell their house, and there are people sitting there, thousands of people sitting there that want to sell their houses, and when they see prices start to come up, guess what's going to happen?
Everybody's selling.
They're going to put their homes on the market, and what's that going to do? It's going to push down the prices, and then they're going to pull their houses off the market, and then the prices will start up again. They're going to put their houses on the market, and then
bottom line, it's going to take time.
It's going to take time. And then the second thing is that a bunch of the people that are buying foreclosure homes are investors, and we can have the typical investor bubble when they want to sell.
So it goes, the circle goes round and round.
Round and round.
John Strobeck, Bright Futures Consultant. He gave us a little bright news in there. There is a light. You see that cave way in the distance that the match has been lit? Maybe light at the end of the tunnel if you're optimistic. Thank you, John Strobeck.
You're welcome.
Okay, the Buckmaster Show continues. 12:44, we'll talk about a special 9/11 play that is going to be put on here in Tucson starting tomorrow. Stay with us. The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com. Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including five major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection at Golf Links and Kolb and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My Foot Doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
It's 1248. This is the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster, your host on AM 1030 KVOI. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. One end of Southern Arizona to the other, listening to the Buckmaster Show. To mark the 10-year anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America, Tucson's Waypoint Theater Company, which is an all-volunteer, not-for-profit live theater organization, is producing September Bear, starting tomorrow and running through Sunday. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Melanie David. Melanie is the founder and the artistic director of Waypoint Theater Company. Melanie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us. This is very exciting.
Are you excited about September Bears? Tell us about that production.
I love this show. Because a lot of people think of 9/11, they get dark feelings and they don't want to go there. And this is a very uplifting, very inspiring, and there are many moments of humorous little bits and pieces in this show. It is based on a true story inspired by true events of 9/11 at Ground Zero, and it's there's a eight of us that play about 30 roles, so we're constantly switching in and out.
But Lots of costume changes there, huh?
Yes, yes. There's more activity sometimes backstage than there is in the front. it's just a beautiful piece of where a classroom of learning disability children come together, and the teacher is trying to work through their fears and their hurts, and they ask for a hug, and so she gives them a hug, and then she only has three bears, and so they have to share the bears, and then it's the children's idea that came up with, well, why don't we get more bears for everyone in our school, and then from there it mushroomed to 68,000 bears.
Wow.
That were put into emergency workers' hands, into children in crisis, and it's just a very inspiring piece.
And I know you want to give some bears out to some children here that need them here in Tucson.
Yes, we frequently partner with other nonprofit organizations here in town. And for this particular show, we are partnering with another nonprofit all-volunteer organization, PAWS, through Assistance League of Tucson.
The Assistance League of Tucson, yeah.
Yes.
That's one of our supporters here on the Buckmaster Show. We try to support them with a public service announcement every day on our show.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm glad they're involved as well.
Yes, yes. And so we've decided that based on the story that we're doing, we are requesting people to donate brand new 12-inch bears, because that's the regulation size. And they would be donated to the children here in Tucson, in Southern Arizona, that are in crisis, that are hurting, some that have lost both parents or going through death or divorce or very serious illness.
So where should the bears be how will that work? How do folks donate?
The main place that we're working with is Build-A-Bear Workshop at the Tucson Mall. And people can go there with their bear passes that can be downloaded from our website.
Which is Waypoint.
Which is waypoint-theater, which is re.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go there and download the bear pass, and they'll get a discount in buying their bear there. So it ends up being $9 plus tax. And then Build-A-Bear Workshop will keep the bears, and then they call me, and we bring all the bears down, and we have a little playpen for all of them. We have about a family of 25 right now with little happy faces on it. So cute. And our goal is 100 bears.
Well, I'm going to make a donation right now to buy a bear.
Oh,
right here on the show, yeah. I think it's a great organization, and I want to support it. And your production, where is the show going to be?
Our regular performance venue is at Atria Belcourt Gardens at Academy Hall Theater, and that's at 6653 North Carondelet, and it's just northeast of St. Joseph's Hospital. It's in a little, it used to be a Catholic chapel, and now it is a theater, very intimate, so there's about 85 seats in the theater, so everyone can see from every angle, everyone can hear, And it's just a really neat way to completely take in the whole theatrical experience.
And that is, again, at 6655 East Carondelet.
Oh, yes, I said that incorrectly, yes.
6653 East Carondelet Drive, northeast of St. Joseph's Medical Center. The show begins for 1 week, starting September 11th, runs through September, starts tomorrow, September 7th, right, through the 11th. What's the time of the show?
For the evening shows, they're at 7 p.m., and the Saturday and Sunday matinees are at 2, and doors open a half an hour prior. And we would recommend that you get your tickets before you attend.
And again, it's Waypoint, W-A-Y, point, and then dash, theater, with an r.org for your website.
Correct, R-E, yes.
So it sounds like it's going to be a great show, and this is a very positive way to remember 9/11. And Melanie, thank you very much for being with us. Melanie David, the founder and artistic director of Waypoint Theater Company, which is about, what, 7 or 8 years old now?
7 years
Nonprofit,
old.
Nonprofit, all amateur.
All volunteer. Not amateur.
Okay, I'm sorry. Not amateur.
We're very professional.
I meant people who are working without pay.
They have a love for the Lord.
There you go.
It is a ministry, and we treat it as such, but we also are very professionally oriented.
Put me down for two bears.
Thank you. May I end with a verse that is...
We're going to have to really run.
All right.
If you make it very quick.
But I seek to not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good.
There you go. We'll leave it on that note. Thank you so much, Melanie. This is the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:55. John C. Scott, he is back on the air as of today, right here on KVOI, the voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. John C. joins us now, and John's show premieres this afternoon, 4 to 5. John, how are you?
I'm really well. I'm very excited about being back on the air. Somebody called me up this morning and said, what do we have to do, drive a stake through your heart? Yeah, that would probably do it all right. Well, we've got a great show. We've got Steve Kasacek, of course, with Mike Letcher announcing his resignation effective, a year from now. There are those that say he'll never last a year, but we'll have Kasacek on. We've got Jonathan Rothschild, and we've got Paul Cunningham. So a perspective on the fate of Mike Letcher, and, we're back in the groove of talking about Tucson and its politics. We're excited about it.
And, John... 23 years, we're talking. You've been on the air in this with your talk show, but of course, it goes back a lot further. Of course, having to remind you, it goes back many, many years of being on the air in this community.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of things, and I've been in the market since '67. From the Pioneer Hotel fire to the food giant plane crash, and I've seen a lot of things: the mafia wars and a lot of politics and. So I think there's a perspective and perhaps some institutional memory that goes back a ways that I think some people appreciate. And but we talk a lot about Tucson and its politics, and I don't think the town gets enough of that. And I'm glad to be a part of not only what you're doing, but a part of what we've been doing and able to continue it. We're just thrilled to be back on the air, and we promise people a great show and some relevant talk and an access to the newsmakers that we've always tried to do, and it's a great day,
And I think with your addition, John, I really do think this is now the premier local talk station in Southern Arizona. There's no question about it.
Well, I think Higgins and Simone do a fabulous job. Parisi's always talking about the town; he has a great love for it, and of course, not only. I've always been a huge Buckmaster fan, and
did everything
I could to get you into radio, and I'm glad you're successful with it. And we just think we're an addition to the local talk, and hope to match what everybody else is doing over there, and to do it as well as we possibly can. I'm just really glad to be back in the air. I've been proud of our 23 years of political talk, and hopefully there'll be a few more years of it. We're just just thrilled to be back on the air.
And I understand you got a couple of new features. You're going to do some sports as well during the hour?
Yeah, we're going to add some relevancy to afternoon drive. Of course, we're on 4 to 5. We'd like to expand that eventually. And, you know, we want to give people some relevancy as they drive home, as well as the interviews and the current headlines. I think that's going to help people, be informed as they drive home. And we'll do the best job we can to get all the information to people, and I think that's what talk radio is and should be about, certainly what you're about, and, I'm a huge fan, and so if we can match anything close to what you're doing, we'll be very thrilled to be able to do that.
John, welcome, and I will keep this microphone warm for you. You will be here in a few hours. The show, the John C. Scott Show, premieres on KVOI this afternoon, 4 to 5. Good luck, John. You're the man.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
You are the dean of Tucson Talk. Thanks.
That's what they say about old people, I think. You're the dean.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Good luck to you. Thanks a lot. John C. Scott coming up on KVOI from 4 to 5 this afternoon on The Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Flowers & Rieger is the CPA firm of The Buckmaster Show, and that's going to wrap up The Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. Hope you have a great afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow live, noon to 1 on KVOI, The Voice.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio.